Hi everyone, Yasith here. This episode that you're about to hear is done with me and my good friend Tanika, and we talk about a lot of different things, including horoscopes and Bollywood. I just wanted to mention that it was done late last year when we were still using our iPhone to record things, so the audio quality might sound a little bit different, but it is still a great episode that we've had on the back burner for a long, long, long time. So I'm glad to be finally having the energy and time to edit this, and I hope you enjoy. Yeah, thanks.
30 minutes or less.
We talk about movies and stuff.
Hello and welcome to another episode of 30 Minutes or Less. This week filling in Peter's spot is Tanika. Hello.
Hi. Hi everyone. Hi all the listeners. I'm gonna be famous soon.
You're gonna be addressing maybe 20 people, I guess, listen to this. That's good.
That's a good reach.
Yeah. And we're gonna be talking about something different from what we normally talk about, which is Bollywood films. Yeah. So that's like half the world, pretty much. That's like a
probably
bigger reach.
Oh, I should have done more research about this. But no, Bollywood is like the second biggest film industry in terms of like size, but also Bollywood produces the most movies per year, like even more than Hollywood. It's like there's so many Bollywood movies out per year. It's the biggest in terms of like production, if that makes sense. But I think second biggest in terms of people that watch it.
Would you consider Bollywood more international? Like let's just say one of the more big action films that features robots and stuff like that. Pacific Rim, I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't seen it.
But that film was very popular in China.
Yeah.
And it has a big international reach, which is the main draw of like a lot of those films. Would you say the same with Bollywood films? Or is it still kind of like...
Yes and no. I think people, like obviously people that watch Bollywood know exactly what it is, but I think people that don't watch it have a very like specific view of it, that it's all like colour and music and like musicals and it's like love stories and tragedies and all that. But like Bollywood has changed a lot and they have more than just that now. And I think that whole idea, like, and every time someone watches it, like even when I show my friends, like, oh my god, this is so exotic, this is so extra, wow, like whoa. And I'm like, yeah, but like, like for example, I showed my friend Doom 2, which is an extra movie and it has action scenes and all
Doom
that as
2,
well.
Like Dhoom?
Yeah. So they have all these extra action scenes. But then so does like Hollywood, right? So it's not just like Bollywood.
It's a different style.
Yeah, exactly. It's a much different style and the plotline was different. And like, I don't know, I really appreciate it. But it's just funny because I think people are like, they think it's going to be so much like more exotic and extra.
Yeah.
And it is. And I agree, like often it is. But I think but people should just watch it. Yeah. And like, I can't remember which movie it was, but it was a Bollywood movie which was like most watched in, I think it was PK maybe?
Is that the one with the robot? Like
The alien kind of?
Mate, I know, okay, my extent of Bollywood films is very, very limited. That's why I'm having you on, so I can like flesh that out a little bit. But I know for a fact there's that one movie that I feel like a lot of people have seen on Facebook because it's like goes viral where it's like a dude who's like a robot and he's like protecting some girl in a car and then they're on a highway and then all these other clones of himself come up and they're like magnetically coming together. It's like the most produced movie in India, like the most, I can't remember what it was called. I'm sure someone would know. And he has sunglasses and he's trying to verse like these massive robots and stuff. I'm gonna try and find it
is
out.
Is it like, iRobot or just called Robot, like the Dungeon?
Something like that.
Maybe, it might be that.
Like, we'll figure it out after the
scene. I usually have a pretty good memory, but I don't remember that scene. Anyway, we'll look it up.
Yeah. But that's just the start. We're going to get into more about some of the films that you wanted to speak about a little bit later in the podcast.
Cool.
But as usual, whenever we have a guest, I want to get to know you.
Okay.
But before we even get to that, you cooked me a nice lunch.
Yes, I did.
You did say this was for yourself and you just had extra, but I'm just going to take it as...
I had a lot of food. I mean, I was going to cook for you anyway, because I felt bad if I like just cook for myself. You know? But then also, I'm really bad at, like, I can't cook for one person. Like, like the amount of food we've got is, like, for 4 or 5 people at the moment.
That's where I go,
so that's why I was like, might as well feed you as well, right? And you're probably going to be hungry. It is lunchtime. I'd be such a rude host if I didn't give you any food, so...
No, I appreciate it.
I'm a brown
it.
Person on the inside.
That's that brown hospitality coming out,
yeah,
right?
Literally.
Oh, I'm into that. But yeah, it's, that being said, if we do, if you guys hear munches, like if we munch during this podcast, we're not apologizing. We're hungry. All right. So, getting to know you a little bit, mate. We've discussed this a little bit. I've met you this year. I met you maybe a couple months ago now.
Yeah.
But I've sort of known you. It's kind of creepy if you think about it, actually. I've known of you for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think people that know you and then meet you for the first time can attest to this. You're like your representation of like how I see who you on social media, on Instagram, things like that, is so real when I first meet you.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon. God,
okay.
I think of you as this, like, oh, wow, who's this person? Like, yeah. Like intimidating figure, like, oh, she posts, like, all these cool photos and stuff. I'm not trying to, like, call to you or anything. But it's, like, no, it's cool. Like, when I finally met you, you're a cool person, mate.
Oh,
like,
thank you.
And you do a lot outside of just hanging around in the house. You're involved in a lot of things on campus, I believe.
Yeah, I am. Involved in the student association on campus, have been for a little while, and like the role I do is like an advocacy type role, like it's like the activist role of the like student association. It's called education officer, and basically have to deal with issues in higher education and do anything like that. This has been kind of quiet in terms of like the government stuff on higher education, so we've been doing lots of stuff like workers' rights stuff, like beginning of the year, the federal election, I did like an information campaign around that. And I'm running a speaker series at the moment, which is cool. So people are coming and talking about education, which is really nice.
Awesome. Yeah. And like, is there something that you want to do, like continuing onwards? Like, why are you doing it? Like, is it just the interest that you have, or?
I think it is interest, but also like passion as well. I wouldn't mind working in like this sort of sector, like some sort of advocacy activist sector in the future as well. I'm kind of doing it because like it's a good job, like. It doesn't pay well at all. Don't run for student elections for the money. Don't do that. It's a dumb idea.
If you have a true passion for it, though. Is that,
but yeah, exactly. Like, I just did it because I had a passion for it. And I was like, look, I've got the time to do this, like, now or never kind of thing. Mm. It's kind of like, if I don't run for this position now, I'm probably never going to be able to do it. So I'm just going to do it for a year. And I'm not really losing any time or anything like that. So it works.
There's a couple things I wanted to bring up before we get into the films that we're going to talk about. And you have listed a bunch.
Yeah.
And just for the listeners out there listening to this, I'm not going to pronounce any of these. I'm not going to attempt it. I don't care what people say. Like, I don't care if you get angry at me. I can't pronounce these names and I'm not going to. And I know for a fact I'm not confident enough. But before we get into those, I want to ask you about one specific... it's not really a hobby. It's more like a passion, would you say?
Maybe. If I know which one you're talking about. I don't even call it a passion.
You definitely know what I'm talking about. What's the deal with astrology and you? Tell me. Let's talk about this for a second.
It's something that I kind of like picked up, I guess. It's not something I'm like, I'm not super passionate about it.
You're not super passionate about it?
It's not something which is like, I think I'm all knowledgeable for. Mm. It's something that I kind of find interesting and I'm kind of into in the sense that like a lot of my friends are into it and I'll like listen to what they're saying and have a look and have a read for myself. So it's something that I find really interesting. It's also something that I do kind of to like, I guess, piss other people off. Like, so many of my friends are like, ew, astrology, why are you into that? And I'm like, of course I'm going to be into it now. You've told me not to be into it.
You
like,
put it in your, they put it in your head. Like,
yeah, exactly. So I think I'm one of those people that like, when someone tells me not to do something, I'm like, of course I'm going to do it now. Yeah. So like, I think that's who the astrology, I often do it just to like poke fun at other people as well. But also I think there's some truth to it. Or maybe I've just like listened to so much or like read so much about it that I'm like, wow, I really am a Libra with a Cancer moon and a Gemini rising. Like, if you meet me and I told you that, you'd be like, yeah, it makes sense. Like, all my friends are into astrology. They're like, yes, it's such a chaotic birth chart, but then you're chaotic too, so it makes sense. I'm like, okay, maybe.
Well, I'm going to hit pause on that. Yeah. For those people thinking this is not related to any of our content that we normally put out, shut up, because on Netflix there's a Vox series called Explained, and one of the episodes is astrology, which is the way I'm going to justify why we're talking about astrology, and send all your complaints to Peter. But
because it's a Libra as well, and so am I, so we get along really well.
Is that a thing? Is that like...
Well, like, we have similar personalities. Like, not necessarily, but I think we understand each other's personalities and need to be liked. I want to, before we go into main stage, I just want to swear so I can hear the dolphin sounds that you're going to put over it.
Please, that's so much more effort for me. I mean, you can go swear right now if you want. So.
Yeah, just like right now. Like,
yeah, do it.
Can you can look forward
to, yes. Yes. Well, I'm going to have to now, can't I?
With a dolphin sound?
I'll do a dolphin sound. All right. Yay. So, we're talking about Bollywood films. But obviously Bollywood is a massive industry, and I asked you prior to this to name me a couple of your films that you want to talk about.
Yeah.
You named a couple.
Yeah.
One of them is the one that you want to talk about, so I'll leave that out for a little bit. But I wrote them all down here.
Thanks.
So,
so don't name the first one?
Don't name the first one. What are some of the other ones that you want to talk about?
So the ones, these are off also the suggestion of our mutual friend. They were like, you should talk about these films as well. So like Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham, Kal Ho Na Ho, Shole is one that I really like, and Chaltika Namgari is another one that I really like, and that's actually really old. It's black and white, like that's how old Chaltika Namgari is. And it's like just such a wholesome film, and one of my like favorite films as well.
I think I already asked you this, but why do you like Bollywood films? Like, are you really in touch with your background? Like,
yeah, I think I am really brown. I've grown up watching them, grown up listening to all the songs. I grew up with like my parents, like, especially my dad, like singing all the songs all the time. Or like my dad knows the movie Shole, which I mentioned, like the whole thing. Like he can just recite all the dialogues, like as it is. Like he'll just like start at one spot and just keep going. Like, oh my god.
Sticking with that one, like what's the story about?
The story of it is so there's two guys,
okay.
And they are essentially like goons, I guess, like criminals. Or whatever. They're really good friends, and then they it gets revealed at the end. So I don't want to spoil it for you if you're gonna watch it.
There's
like a bit of like a plot twist. Essentially, there's like two guys who are like really good at heart, and they're best friends, and it's like them going through life, I guess, or like doing things and like. Like fall in love at certain times, they do certain acts, or they're trying to like help certain people and stuff like that.
Right.
I don't know how to like say it without giving away the whole.
No, of course. Thing.
And there's some funny characters as well. Like the villain in it is really funny. He's meant to be like really macho and manly. And then there's a guy that has no arms, so he's like he's wrapped with a shawl around him, so he's got no arms. And his like name's Taku, so then it's like that as well. So
is that just like in from you saying that that could be like the plot of any film from anywhere around the world? What makes it? Like, what makes it uniquely Bollywood? Like, is there something that makes it uniquely Bollywood?
The dialogues, like, the extra, super extra dialogues. The music, they, like, most Bollywood films... Although now it's, like, starting to stop, but most Bollywood films have songs. And that's, like, a huge selling point as well. Like, there's so much of the advertisement is done through the songs before the movie. Like, they'll release a song and be like... Especially now. I don't know if this happened back then. And they'll release a song and they're like, wow, this song, this amazing music video. And, you know, it's, like, they're in some place or whatever. And the song's really nice. And then people will watch the movie just because the music's really good as well.
It's so a musical, but not really a musical. It's...
Yeah, exactly. They kind of are musicals, but they're not really classified as them, I guess.
It's a, I can understand like you saying that. It's definitely like it's a different style. It's like uniquely Bollywood film.
Yeah, exactly. And like the dialogues and the scenery as well and the costumes and everything. So like I think it's like everything. And just the fact that it's like made in India and there's just like a bit of extra of everything because you know, all Indians are extra. You can at me for that one.
No, I love that though. I managed to watch a little bit of. Okay, I'm gonna give it a go.
Yeah.
Kabhi Kuchi Kabhi Gham.
Yeah.
And it's like it's K. What is it? K3G.
K3G. Yeah, because like three K's and then G.
That's just a shorthand of it, colloquially known as. Yeah. So I watched a little bit of that, and I think I understand. It's so extra. The colors are so vibrant.
Hot take: Kabhi Kuchi Kabhi Gham is the original Crazy Rich Asians.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that? The whole plot? Like, is that like what? Like a rich guy meets like a really wholesome like girl.
Rich guy, rich family meets poor girl. Family refuses to accept them, but then everyone comes around in the end and loves each other anyway.
That actually is a good segue because one of the films that is universally known as one of the most, maybe not the best, like, but you could put an argument for it, is Three Idiots. And it's probably the most well-known Indian film outside of India, I'd say. And it's Hindi, is it?
It is in India.
So I'm bringing that up because... Three Idiots, and I imagine most of these films really tackle societal issues that are very close to Indian culture. That being the expectation of getting good marks, the expectation of marrying someone appropriate, all those things. And it's, I think you could make an argument for it being very applicable to anyone.
Yeah.
But it's so brown, right?
It's so brown.
It's so, like, just it to be kind of, like,
So much of it. I mean, I guess I just want to, like, say that movies like Three Idiots, Dangal, Kahani, all of these ones that are so critically acclaimed, and Scotch movies, Razi as well, that's another one. These are movies that I absolutely love, and I would love to talk about those as well. But I chose the more cheesy ones to talk about today. So maybe another time, like, we'll do the more critically acclaimed ones.
100%, yeah.
But Three Idiots, it's like, and it's so brown because the college system there is like so different and the pressures that people have, I guess, are so different. Just the way things are done as well, like that the fact is like that guy that can help them doing their laundry and carrying stuff. And, but then there's also like the fact that the marks are released on the sheet and everyone goes and has a look at them.
As opposed to being released like to online.
Exactly. And there's that scene where the guy's trying to ask for an extension for his assignment or like because his, you know, his father was really sick. He's trying to get an assessment.
But he couldn't, right?
But he couldn't. Like, the headmaster was like, no, you can't do that. Whereas, like, here, I imagine that he probably would be able to get one, because that's a very valid reason that his father was sick. So there's, like, those differences as well, like, which occur in India, but not so much, I guess, in the Western world, or at least in Australia. I don't even know how other university systems
It's a very kill or be killed society.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And the movie shows that.
Mm. And it's tough. It's a taboo topic, exactly. Almost.
Yeah, and it shows, like, very accurately, like, the three different families. Like, mm. I mean, four different families, kind of. Like, the poor family, mm. and then, like, the middle-class family, and then, like, the upper class, like, the rich family, mm. And obviously the professor's family as well. Like, and I think they all showed quite accurately in how it happens and how mm. these families work. Mm. Like, you could look at that and be like, oh, I know a family like that. Especially if you're from one of those classes, like, you're like, oh, yeah, that middle-class family really, like...
Stuff. That definitely applies to anyone, I think.
Yeah,
100%. Exactly. And exactly. You'd want to, like, if you're one of the idiots, like, each one of them has, like, a different motivation to why they're at that university. Exactly. One of them wants to actually... like, do well. Like, he actually genuinely loves engineering. And the other one is doing it because he wants to provide for his family.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's holding him back is fear.
Yeah.
And so he, like, goes towards religion and tries to help get that to help him.
Exactly.
And another one doesn't want to be there at all. Yeah. Like, and he wants to follow his passion, but he can't because of all the work that his parents did for him.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's getting too much into 3 Idiots.
I want to talk about it.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about the ones that you picked.
Okay.
What was the film? I'm not going to... You know what?
Yeah.
I gave Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham a go. Yeah. I'm not going to give this one a go because I... No way. How do you pronounce it?
So, Mujhse Dosti Karoge is the film that I chose as, like... I kind of chose this because, I mean, as I said, I am into really into the newer, less cheesy, the critical stuff.
Mm.
I'm very much more into that now. But Mujhse Dosti Karoge is something that I grew up watching. It was my favorite movie ever. Like, we would watch it all the time. Like, every time we'd be at home and be like, what should we watch? I'd be like, let's watch Mujhse Dosti Karoge. I watched it so many times. It's got great songs. It's got this amazing, like, 12-minute medley of songs where, like, it's like a mashup of, like, old songs, and it's like the perfect mashup for any wedding ever. So, like, I love that.
When did it come out? Like when was the...
Like, early 2000s, I would say. 2003, maybe? Mm. I actually don't know. But I think early 2000s.
Can you give us a little bit of a plot summary?
Yeah.
Without, like, spoiling too much.
Of course. So, basically, the movie starts, and they show, like, three kids. And one of the kids, the guy, is, like, and his family are moving away from India to go to England.
Okay.
And what happens is that he asks one of the girls to write letters to him. Like, he's like, oh, let's email each other, let's keep in touch. But so they're, like, three best friends, but he particularly asked one of them because he's, like, into her. but she's kind of like, yeah, whatever, I'll write to you, it's fine. But the other girl is into him, and she writes all these letters, but then pretends it's Tina. So there's Tina, Pooja, and Raj. Right. So Raj is leaving. Raj likes Tina, and he's like, hey, Tina, can you write letters to me? I'm going to miss you, blah, blah. And
okay.
He's like, yeah, whatever, I'll write letters to you, whatever. But then Pooja's like, of course she'll write letters to you. Oh. And then Pooja ends up writing letters, like emails.
Instead of...
And signs them off as Tina as well. So for, like, years and years and years. And then Raj just stays in England, and then they stay in India.
Wait, so Raj likes Nina?
Tina.
Tina.
Yeah.
Raj likes Tina, but Pooja... actually likes Raj.
Yes.
But Tina doesn't really care too much, but, like, because Raj asked him to do it, Pooja's doing it instead.
Yeah.
Because he Pooja wants Raj to be happy.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh!
Pooja's the goody two-shoes, like, the one that, like, everyone loves. She's so smart. She studies. She does all that. And Tina's, like, the one that, like, is into music and dancing and does concerts rather than, like, studying, essentially. Mm-hmm. That's how they portray it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Raj goes off to England. But then, years later, like, maybe, like, 20 years later or something like that, Raj is about to come back to India.
Wait, how many years after?
Like, many years after. Like,
okay.
They're, like, adults.
Okay.
Like, they probably just finished university or something.
Okay.
Like, they went from, like, they show them when they were, like, quite young, so maybe, like, 8 or something. But then they go, actually, maybe not 20, maybe, like, 15 years later.
A significant gap.
Very significant gap. So then... he's like, I'm going to come back, I'm going to find you, you know, I'm going to, like, it's been so long, but I'm finally coming back to India, like, we'll recognize each other straight away, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's still Pooja writing his letters, and Raj says it's Tina, so he arrives, and he's like, oh, I love you, Tina.
And Tina doesn't give him the light of day.
And Tina's like, So she's like pretending to be the person from the letters.
But does Tina know that Pooja's been
Tina, doing... yeah. Pooja told her. Pooja's like, hey, so I just come here to India and just to let you know, for the past 15 years, I've been writing letters under your name. Sorry. Oops. Can you take care of this now? yeah. So that's like the basic stuff. And then other stuff happens, obviously the love triangle. It's like, the love triangle is messy, but it doesn't sound as messy as I'm portraying it to be, because Raj doesn't know either that he's writing, that the letters are from Pooja until a while. The one thing that struck me though was like, which I never even like looked at as a kid. I remember there was one scene, and so I watched this quite recently. Like, so I watched it a long time ago, and then I watched it recently. Obviously, I still remember the whole movie. I knew all the dialogues, everything, remembered it somehow. But when I was watching it this time, there's one particular scene where, as a kid, I used to find it really scary. And not scary in a horror sense or anything like that, but there's a scene where Raj, the guy, is shouting at Pooja because he's found out that she's the one that wrote the letters.
Spoiler alert.
So yeah, sorry, oops.
No, but go on, yeah.
I can do that again if you want. But,
no,
he's found out, but he's really angry and intensely like telling her off, and he's like, I'm not going to marry Tina until you marry someone else. Like, I'm only going to marry her because like the other things happen, which means the pressure is for him to marry Tina. Her father dies, essentially. Another spoiler alert. Sorry. Anyway, you should watch it, because I'm not doing justice to explaining it anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, because of the pressure, he has to marry Tina.
Okay.
Because they think Tina will, like, be depressed and sad if they don't get married, essentially.
Right.
But there's one scene where Raj is, like, really telling off Pooja. And as a kid, I was like, oh, I don't know why. I don't like this scene. It's, like, scary. I don't know why. Like, I'm fine with, like, shouting scenes and stuff. But then I realized it's because Raj is, like, a toxic, like, abusive idiot. Like, when I watched it back, I was like, wow, this is not good. Like, even when he, like, as soon as he finds out the way he acts with her, the way he, like, keeps playing with Tina, like, all of this stuff. And I'm like, wow, Raj is not good.
Did the movie portray him to be like that? Or, like, was that just the expectation of how a Indian or brown man was supposed to be?
It was, I think, the movie didn't portray him to be, like, toxic or anything at all.
Really?
That was me watching it and being like, oh, wow. The movie kind of was like, of course this is how anyone would react if this happened to them. But, like, for me watching it back, I'm like, wow. Because, like, especially the dynamic between Pooja and Raj, Pooja's, like, very, like, you know, I need to, like, uphold my values. I can't hurt my best friend, I can't hurt my family, I can't do this. And, like, Raj is like, no, like, you know, stuff them, like, it doesn't matter, like, you know, I'm the only one that matters, and I need to be happy, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I, like, when I watched it again, I was like, wow, Raj is really toxic and not great. And they portray him as this, like, well, amazing person who everyone wants to be in love with, especially at the beginning. You all love him, like, he dances, he sings, he's smart, he has a good job, he has money, like, he's funny as well, and he's smart. I think I already said this one, but anyway, good banter, everything. So like, wow, I love this guy. He's so awesome. And then as soon as like something bad happens, he turns so toxic and keeps like bullying Pooja, literally. And I'm like, oh my god, wow. But I also didn't notice this until I was like, what am I, like 22 years old now?
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you as well.
Oh, thank you.
So yeah, like, is there something that, that's why I guess I want to talk about it, because these movies that you watch as a kid, right? And same with like a few other ones, like, I didn't mention this one, but DDLJ, Dilwale Duniya Le Jayenge, that's one that everyone like loves. But there's some really weird things that, like, Shah Rukh Khan in that movie, like, he's a stalker. Like, he's, you know, stalking her all the way to like, on a train in Europe and all this stuff as well.
Do you think that's just due to the time that it was made? Like,
potentially, it could be. But then, at the same time, there's still being movies being made like that today.
Mm.
And I think there's more people speaking up about it, but it's also people that are like, no, it's just love. That's how love is. Blah, blah, blah. Like, so yeah, there's one movie recently that came out, Kabir Singh. I haven't seen it yet, full disclosure. But I've heard that, again, it's like a fourth year uni student who like falls in love with a first year uni student, but like very intensely. Like, I say that with like, was it speech marks?
Quotation marks. Yeah.
Falls in love with her, but that also becomes a really abusive and toxic relationship, is what I've heard. Again, haven't seen the movie.
I'm gonna stop you there. Why do you like these films? Like you're saying all these things that really just impact it socially, like, wow, these are the things that shouldn't be portrayed on film.
Yeah.
Like why do you like it so much then? What's the factor that really brings you back and want to watch it again?
Of course, I think, as I said, now there's movies that aren't like that, so like there is the Three Idiots. There's so many movies that aren't like that, so many movies where it's like normal lovers without being like creepy and like with the whole cheesy plotline as well, the whole like girl meets boy, all that kind of cut stuff, and they fall in love. But there's also like really cool ones now that like talk about so many different things. Like there's one that talked about like sexual dysfunction, which was really interesting.
But what about these old ones? Like you said, like yourself, that you really love these films and they're part of you. Like what?
The old ones, I guess I've just grown up with them. Mm. And the thing is, like, I don't think people realize that the behaviors are like that either. Like when I watch them, obviously, I think my parents realized that this was like a toxic thing that I shouldn't be watching, obviously I wouldn't be allowed to watch it, right? But I just don't think people realize, which is really sad. And I also think that I'm in a place now where, like, you know, I'm a feminist, I'm involved in lots of like activist stuff on campus. I can, like, you know, I've had certain training, like responding to sexual disclosure training, but also other training, which like you go through types of abuse and things like that. So like I'm someone who's very informed about this stuff.
Mm.
So I think me being able to spot it and be like, oh, this is uncomfortable, this isn't fun. Like that's me coming from a place now and I'm watching it with a different lens. Whereas as a kid, like obviously I didn't know that. And so many people don't realize that. And so many people are like, movies are just movies. Like, you shouldn't have to, like, think about them more. They're just entertainment. Why do you have to think about them beyond that?
But I'm
like,
no, that's not the... No.
Yeah, I'm like, people do get influenced by these movies, right?
Yeah, of course they do.
So, yeah, I think... I don't know. I just keep going back to... Most of, actually, the other ones I mentioned... That's the reason I wanted to run with those stickers. Mm. Because the other ones I mentioned don't really have as many, like, toxic characters at all. Like...
But did you want to bring it up just to, like, put
notes? Yeah, I think more to just, like, for me to, like, self-reflect on it, like, because that was the movie that I realized. There's another movie as well, Hum Thum, which I used to love as a kid, but I watched it back and I was like, wow, this is literally just being like, women must do this and men must do this, and the whole thing is like women and men. I'm like, oh my god, get over this, it's so weird. Like,
a good movie addresses that, but at the same time resolves it and shows that it teaches you a lesson. But some of these films don't do that because that was just the norm at the time.
Exactly. So yeah, I don't know, I wanted to talk about Matilda Stigroga because I've always loved it as a kid, and now I'm kind of like, wow, why did I love this movie? I probably still really like it. I'll probably still watch it again because it is, like, a good movie, I think.
Hmm.
But I'd, like, obviously I'm aware of, like, the toxic traits. So, like, ugh, that's not fun. But the other ones I said don't really have those same toxic characters. So,
We are running out of time a little bit.
Thank you so much.
No. This is great. Like, it's fantastic that you bring these issues up. Like, it needs to be talked, like, in the wider world. And... Mm. I just wanted to conclude a little bit by saying, why watch Bollywood films? Like, to those who might not have watched a Bollywood film before, like, how would you recommend it to someone? Mm-hmm. Not just, like, the films that you mentioned, but just, like, the whole spectrum, since it's a niche in itself, you could say.
I think Bollywood is so diverse. There's so many different types of movies, so many different actors and actresses and music and all that stuff. So I'd say try Bollywood to try something different. And whether that be you want to try something completely different and choose like a cheesy rom-com type thing, or you just want to watch something that is about an interesting issue, like Three Idiots or Barfi is another one, that's true.
Mm.
Kahani is another really good one.
I was gonna say I just watched Dastana, but I guess that's not really
it's fun. It's kind of fun. Yeah,
I think Three Idiots is definitely probably one of the bigger starters for a lot of people.
Definitely.
But just remember, like, it does talk about a lot of real issues, like suicide, for example, the pressures of exams. Like, it's a very heavy movie, but at the same time, it has light moments, and I imagine a lot of Indian movies are like that. But
roller coasters of emotions. So I definitely recommend watching it, and you don't have to watch serious ones. You can watch some fun ones as well.
All right, it's that time of the podcast again. Unfortunately, we have to wrap things up. but no, it was really awesome talking to you about all these different things, like astrology. We covered a bunch of astrology, how that affects people, like what they see in things, like how they see themselves in certain things, and similarly in Bollywood films. Just to before we sum up, obviously Bollywood isn't just the only film industry in India. There's what's the other one?
There's like Tollywood, which is like the
Tamil
one. I think it's Tamil, but then there's also like a Punjabi one as well, Bhojpuri one. They're like, every region kind of has one. There's a Marathi one, a Gujarati one. Like, they all have their own things. Bollywood is like the biggest one, I guess.
And if you are curious to see any of these films, either look them up on YouTube, look them up on the internet, or just go to like Burwood or Parramatta on like a Saturday night. It usually has screenings. Like, look at like certain areas wherever, in whatever city you're in, because Bollywood is a big industry and there usually is a big demand for it. So if local cinemas would actually show it up.
Message me for like I don't know, suggestions, whatever. I'm happy to help.
Thank you for being on the podcast, Annika. Is there anything you want to plug? Is there anything you want to plug?
I don't know. Like, you can follow me on Instagram if you want.
I know, but for I'm not, like, anyone fact famous. No, come on. What do you want to plug? Literally, what do you want to plug?
Oh, yeah, I have a food Instagram. It's called Tanika Taste. But I also have my normal account, Tanika Civil. I don't know. You can follow anything if you want. I don't know. Would appreciate, but it's okay if you don't.
Thank you for listening to another episode of 30 Minutes or Less. If you like this episode, please look at all the other ones we've done. We have a bunch coming out that have come out. And yeah,
see you guys. Like, share, and subscribe.
Yeah, exactly. See you guys next week.
Bye.